This is CliffCentral.com.
What time does the podcast start, Eric?
I think the podcast starts just now.
All right, well, Christmas this thing.
I sometimes forget that we're on radio.
Because you look so good.
No, I started dancing. Oh, really? I'm like, nobody can see this.
Eric Jansen, good after morning. Listen, it's not a pre-record this. So, how's this rain?
This is loud.
Louise? Louise, are you told me you've got a podcast on Cliff Central?
Oh, I'm getting one.
Is it
next
a secret?
Year.
Is it a secret?
Well, not now.
Is Cliff, I call him Cliff, is Cliff doing an Oprah? Like, you get a podcast and you get a podcast. Everyone gets. So, how the hell? I thought they had standards there. Do you get one?
I've been sleeping with Gareth for years.
We all have.
No, I haven't. I've been playing my Christmas tunes. I've been saying no.
We try not to Christmas theme.
Oh, okay. Well, my podcast is very not Christmas themed.
When are you bringing out a Christmas album?
Soon, actually.
Fucking kidding me.
I'm bringing it out in June.
Are you going
to
read?
Christmas in July.
But now, so then we don't have to listen to Boney M. in.
No more really? Boney of the M's. No.
Okay, cool. So what's your podcast be?
It is Disorders I Have Dated, and it is...
This sounds interesting.
You got
already.
Eric's attention.
Please, invite me.
No, this is a comedy podcast, so
you
please.
Know
what,
my is it, track
history. Is it serious?
It's my personality's not that serious, but
no,
it
you're
is...
a funny person.
I have my moments.
No.
But it is about things that have happened to me, but I bring on my therapist that comes and grounds it with her wisdom. And we talk about how people get caught up in abusive relationships and patterns and how to get
that's
out.
That's pertinent now because we're waking up to all kinds of abuse. So
Harvey Weinstein. Yes.
No, not even thanks to him. I suppose thanks to the nature of the world. And maybe it could be social media, which has changed things.
It's like, I remember seeing a post that said, it looked like Hugh Hefner was guarding all of these guys. Because once he died, everybody just started going, you know what? He's a motherfucker.
Hugh Hefner was the gatekeeper.
Yeah,
like, guys, don't say anything. I'm 87 years old, living with 10 beautiful women. But I'm not abusing any of them. None of them. They all have a key. They can leave whenever they want.
And I keep putting something in their drink every evening.
And putting
sleepy.
10 of those in my drink too.
And as they go to bed, it's like, good night, Hugh. It's like, yeah, you ain't shit. Wait, what did you say? No, nothing. Good night.
So you reckon that was him? He opened the floodgate.
Yeah.
Well, okay, cool. So welcome to Cliff Central. Have you done one already?
Many.
The shoes? No, have you done shows?
Of the podcast.
Yeah, when's it
I've
on?
Done it. Jeez, there's a lot of questions. I had a very late show last night, Dave. I did tell you this.
I know, but
and
I
you're
don't
just
care.
Bulleting
no one cares.
Me. Go.
So when's your
That's
show?
That's true. No one cares.
No one cares. Speak to your therapist.
I shall. After the show. It is starting, hopefully, at the beginning of next year, first quarter of next year. And it's going to start really getting people to understand how these things work, because once I got out of my abusive relationship last year in June, a lot of the questions that I was asked is, how do you get in an abusive relationship?
Okay.
You're financially stable, you own
and
your house.
They see you as like you're a person, you're a human being,
how?
Normal human.
Yeah, I'm a
successful human.
Mildly
how did
educated.
You get it fucked up?
How? And why didn't you just leave? And they don't understand the things that happen in a person's brain. That
couldn't come soon enough, so I can't wait for that for next year. So
thanks,
cool.
Dave.
I can be on there because I've abused some people as well. So you can just have me
wow.
on as a.
Yeah.
Just small animals.
Eyewitness. Yeah, once owned a cat. I
know you're a big teddy bear.
I think I played golf with some of your exes. So that was nice.
I think the one you may be referring to
he's a Greek actor.
Yeah, he's definitely not an abuser. Just to
was
clear that
nice.
Up.
Okay, cool.
He's a lovely man.
That's cool. No, he is a lovely man.
I had a break in between.
I see. Okay.
No, he's a wonderful
but actor. Enough of that. Here's the deal with this podcast.
Yes.
There's so many serious, and let's put yours into that serious category. Although humor can fix those things, I believe. You've got to see the lighter side to fucking survive.
Absolutely.
So there's so many serious podcasts. So we do this thing called the Just Now Comedy Podcast, and we talk about comedy gigs and comedy clubs. And today, although it's a few days before Christmas.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that, just to get out the way.
22 days, yeah. 17 days.
And we've had some guests. We're quite excited. You're like the first real guest with stuff.
Flesh and blood.
Yeah, we
not
had,
just blow-up dolls.
Yeah, the comedians. How
no,
did you know? What did you know about that?
Alone, I'm not
I know a lot.
They left me alone, and they had to bring in one of those lights to see what was on the walls.
Wow.
Oh, Dave.
Have you seen Rock of Ages?
I was going to say, like.
Have you, of course.
Have you seen Rock of Ages?
Yes.
Did you see? I was looking at one point, and there's like the sets have been painted with this like neon paint and all straw dripping down.
Yes.
And the guy's getting a blowjob on the top of the stairs.
Oh, yes.
And behind him on the wall, there's this like dripping stuff. I'm like, under blue light, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that one episode
that's
of
what
South
you took
Park.
Away from Rock of Ages.
It's like that no, one episode of South music. Park where they ban the internet and then was it Stan's dad is like just chilling in the room watching Catbus videos.
And he's getting into it. Because yeah. Okay, that just shows you human nature. Are you going to ban the internet? Watch this.
Yes, exactly.
Do cats wee? Is someone recording cats weeing now?
No,
I'm just asking like for a friend.
He was watching cat videos, and then eventually became cats mating. And then
he got turned on.
Yay, let's do this thing. It's weird how South
I love
Park
it.
Uses
I love
cats,
Eric.
Though.
Eric's basically on the show as a young person to give the millennial view of how the how things are happening.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we need that.
But then also, we're going to talk about Christmas. View. Are you a religious, spiritual person? Do you have the family gathering on Christmas Day?
I'm a family person.
Are you busy?
You praise the Jesus.
Yes. I am a family person. And
dogs, cats.
I love me doggies, as you know. I have three.
Well, I had to look after them. The one.
Oh,
there was
Elvis.
Only one. There was only one.
I had Elvis. Elvis. I have a Scottish Terrier. He's 13. Yep, so we're all going to Kenton on Sea as a big family.
And as you know, I'm not a good listener.
No,
I have
terrible.
ADD. So when Louise goes explaining me how the alarm works, she goes, and this thing here, and this goes there, and don't go through there, and close this door, and lock that one, and feed the cat, and do the dog. And I'm just looking at her. So for a week, I just slept on the couch and didn't move. So that I didn't have to go into the other areas. So I just put the alarm on, put the dog food there, and I said, Elvis, don't go through that gate, we're going to all die. And then I just slept on the couch and watched TV.
Where did you stay in my house for a week? I can't remember.
3 days. I had to house sit your dog. Because
you
went on a tour in your sponsored vehicle, your sponsored Renault.
Wow, Dave, you have ADD, but you've got a good memory.
Gee, thanks. Thanks,
Janine. That's fair enough. I'm not a genie. So
are you? We'll do Christmassy chats because it's only three weeks. How many weeks? 2 weeks? 2.5 weeks?
I don't know. I've Christmas caroled out. I've done a series
have you done
of Christmas
some stuff?
Shows.
But you're a proper musician. Like you play the instruments and you do the things.
Well, instrument. I play the piano.
What's your music called, genre?
It's changed over the years and it's come back. It's pop. Rock,
adult
folk,
pop,
dance.
Contemporary folk,
yes.
Dance, pop.
Yeah, that's my category.
But that's
only
also
one
bullshit
of me
because
in it.
Have you ever heard of Veranda Panda?
No.
They did an interview on 5FM and the guy said, what changed your whole vibe? What did you become? And he said, we were trying to find a way our music fitted in. So we're trying to find a thing, And then eventually they said, fuck it, we're just going to play this music and let the people come.
Yes.
So I'm not sure the Doors sat there and writing a song again. Is this adult contemporary? Is this folk? Just do
it's
your
only
thing,
award
man.
Ceremonies that make you think, oh, I think I'm adult contemporary. Such a clinical word. It's like
thank goodness that you're talking about award ceremonies. What do you think of award ceremonies?
Ceremonies?
What do you think of them? What do you think of award ceremonies?
Which ones in particular?
Any ones. The music ones. Have you been to Nama Sama Lama Dharma? What's it called? What's your one called? The music ones?
South African Music Awards. I've pretty much lived there.
The South African Music Awards.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Have you been to that? Have you won any?
I've been nominated 11 times.
Holy
I've never
jeebus.
Won.
Jeez. Sorry. Can we give you an award, Louise? You look fabulous.
Most consistent.
The most handsome person in the room.
Most consistently nominated person.
Yes.
Award for
have you noticed that Eric has got colour? He's not see-through anymore. He's been in this. He goes to tanning.
Well, she's never seen me before, so she probably just thought, hey, look, a colour guy.
Eric used to be, I thought he was albino.
Oh.
And then we hired... We hired him because we get points.
That was really close. Actually, my mom is. So I think I may have the anemia somewhere deep in my system.
Right.
No, we do. We get like
every 2 years. So eat spinach.
L-B-E-E, no points.
Spinach.
Spinach, kale.
What are those? Good for the zinc?
Those are good for the zinc and the iron. You actually need zinc. Zinc is really important. Yeah. Did you know?
I've got plenty of that.
Do you know what zinc does?
He does.
What
he has two.
Wait, here we go. Shut up, wait.
Because I don't make zinc in my body, and I asked why is that important, and that handles your stress levels. So you can zinc is really really important for getting the hemoglobin.
Any of the
cells.
Light ions,
you need
zinc,
it for handling stress levels.
Lithium, any of those light ions are the ones that help you with depression and anger and happiness.
And keeping it all in perspective.
And making your blood taste like keys. Yeah.
Like zinc.
Like keys and coins and shit.
Right.
That's what it tastes like.
It's the millennial
view. Your semen tastes like coins.
No, I said blood.
Oh, jeepers. Sorry, I went to semen there immediately.
David Levinson.
I'm like, what's whoever's with you going,
why does
tastes
this
like
taste
a five
like
cent
a five rand?
fiber note.
No, coin. We want coin.
You can see a millennial. You don't even know what a fiber note is. The purple one with Jan van Riebeek.
Jeez, I don't even remember that.
Oh, man.
You're on there, Dave.
No, they do think I'm old.
You
kind but you're funny. You're funny.
I'm wondering if that makes a difference.
Like, it does. He's you'll still old, get
he just
young.
Shat in his pants, but we laughed.
That's the important.
No, you'll be picking up blonde chicks until you're.
Oh, you saw that
70.
Photo.
I did.
Look, you might not remember their names and where you're taking.
Is that not your ex?
I'm not famous. No, that's not. That was a client.
You have a type then.
See you both. Can I be on your show? I have a type. What is my type of pretty blonde girls?
Yeah, I think it's a general type.
Yeah. Oh, no one likes those. Were you not blonde ever? I'm sensing some ginger there.
No, I wasn't. No.
Not. Is it just a golden color?
Haze, yes.
Okay. Now tell me about Pretoria. What did you do there? Let's just talk gigs.
Oh, I did the lighting of the Christmas tree at Brooklyn Mall in Pretoria, Brooklyn Square. It rained like there were boats going past
rained?
Me.
Okay, cool. But we started building an ark yesterday. I saved three lizards and a gecko.
Oh, good, Dave. That's really great.
It's a weird threesome. They're going to have to mate later on the boat.
That's supposed to be pairs of two, man.
What does gecko semen taste like? Because geckos are a part of the albino family. You get those see-through geckos.
I don't know. I've never touched a gecko.
I don't even know. What does a gecko penis look like?
They don't. How do you think they stick to the wall like that?
They've got sucker pad feet. It's like spider pig.
spider pig. So you lit the Christmas. Did you have to press the button?
I couldn't because it was so rainy that I would potentially died. Which is not a good outcome, even
have
though they paid well.
Have you got a Christmas tree at home?
No, I don't.
Because you won't be at home. Are you busy?
I won't be at home and my dogs would rip it. I have a pit bull and she would...
So we're not coming to visit with Jude?
It's loving, pitbull. Loving, beautiful pitbull.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, beautiful girl.
I did. We'll talk about that later. I went to a woman who works deep undercover in the dog world, fighting world.
Oh no!
Hectic
oh.
And how?
I don't even want to know.
No,
it,
it goes
my
deep
heart.
Into. There's a syndicate and they steal dogs and they oof. There's a whole business. Crazy.
I know.
And she's involved in it. And if she finds if I tell her name, Janet Eels, she'll get killed.
Dave. I'd love to meet this woman and give her a big hug.
She's got a team with her. They're special, like reserve cops that help out. But it's big. It's huge.
Oof, that is my nightmare. Yeah.
Anyway, forget about that.
Yes, more
there's
happy
nothing
stuff.
Funny about dogfighting.
Nothing. Nothing at
unless
all.
Unless it's in Kempton Park at a bar and it's two ugly chicks.
So when's your next show? Because I'm a fan.
Are you a fan of Dave Robinson?
I have always been a fan.
There's a Cape Town tomorrow night.
I'm not going to be there.
Saturday night?
Are you going to Cape Town tomorrow?
I'm going to Cape Town tomorrow. That's why we're not pre-recording this.
Oh.
This is fully Friday. How's the rain and the thing?
Yeah,
we hate doing pre-records because you'll often say to someone like, so how's your boyfriend? How's the thing? Oh, he's fantastic. We're doing so well. And they'll break up on Thursday night.
Oh.
And then on Friday we play the show. And she says,
and
please don't show that.
Yeah, please don't like blow out the part with my boyfriend.
No, that's not my life.
We broke up on Wednesday.
Damn it, now we have
you
to
were
do
just doing so well.
Whole show. Send Eric in alone. Just
did you get a Vans cap from Robbie thing. Collins?
No, I didn't. I bought those Vans
you
cap.
You suck. He could go. He's supposed to give to one of his friends. He's sponsored by Vans.
Yeah.
Oh.
Robbie, not me, Robbie
oh.
Collins. Robbie
oh,
Collins.
I saw him just
no,
now.
I just
where did
it.
You see Robbie Collins?
Oh, I didn't. I don't know.
Victoria.
I saw somebody there that looked like, I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. So that was a gig.
So
who gets you these gigs? I mean, you're famous enough to...
I have agents, yeah. Okay. I get agents to get the gigs. And sometimes, if I know the client, they'll just call me up directly and just say, we've got this, do you want to do it? Which has been very cool, actually.
And are you busy? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm very busy. This time of year has been the busiest it's ever been. That's why I can't speak and I'm drinking coffee.
And you found out that there was coffee at Cliff Central. No one knows how to work that machine.
I worked it, though.
Well done.
Yeah,
I was just
I've
watching. I was in awe. A high IQ.
I went to university. And you just looked through the window.
You know what's weird? I met Louise when she thought I was at university.
I did.
I'm like 40 years older than all the other kids and just hanging around at university. Hey, I didn't realize that I could have actually scored way more than I did by just being someone's dad. But I was just hanging around with Paul
older.
Snodgrass.
You were hanging around with
10
Paul and
years
Mike
older
and Ruthie.
Ruthie was,
Barnes.
She kissed me on the stairs.
Did she? Mm. She never told me that. That's
and
one
on
of my
lips.
Oldest friends. Well, you met when she was 10, and she was the new girl in school, and she was sat next to me, and I thought, oh,
Ruth Barnes.
I've got the new girl. And she told me she came from Mallorca, and only 6 months later, I thought Mallorca was somewhere like in Dubai, where they were riding on camels. I was 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And only afterwards
Spain.
I found that it was not in the Middle East.
Was she lying to you?
No, she was.
So she's got a podcast on the BBC, like actual BBC for reals.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like the CCC.
That's nice.
She's got the best voice, and she won.
I helped her voice by kissing on the stage.
She never told me that, and we are inseparable.
She cornered me. We had to come
as
school people, so you had to come dressed in your school uniform.
Oh, that's a fantasy.
So I was leaving.
And you never had a school uniform.
No, I had
never school.
I had my school uniform on. It still fitted me. It was actually Kathy Jones's party, the producer.
Bare-chested.
I do remember that, yeah.
And then she cornered me on the stairs. She was like, "Why don't you look at me?" I'm like, Then we started chatting, and then she put her tongue in my mouth.
She must have had a lot to drink.
We both had. I think, yeah. And I was still in my school uniform.
Such a nice life you guys have lived. I don't have these stories.
We always talk about that as a comedian.
I can't look back and go, "Hey man, yo, remember when I was in school like 50 years ago?"
No, but you must come to some weird parties. That's the other thing. If you get invited to a theme party, do you dress up?
Do I? Yeah, I wear a t-shirt that says costume.
Oh my gosh, you're so cool.
You've got that there.
No, but the thing is, I normally just choose like somebody that dresses up really simply, and then I'm like, I'm going as that guy. So I've been Morpheus a bunch of times.
You've got to commit, man. You've got to go all in.
I hate dressing up as party, and then people don't recognize the character.
Yeah, so
I've got a bowling shirt, shorts, cargo shorts, white socks, and moccasins.
I know what that is. Big Lebowski. Oh,
it could have been Big Lebowski too.
Big Lebowski, yeah.
The bowling, no, he wore long pants.
Yeah, he wore long pants. Yeah.
No, he definitely wore short pants.
The rug really tied the room. Really tied the room together. The rug.
It's my favorite movie.
So all you had to do at the party was speak to all the girls. Then you'd be Charlie Sheen for sure.
David.
David's David.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
People were like, Charlie Sheen.
David's done very well.
Charlie Sheen goes dressed as Dave Levinson. Yeah.
Like, Dave, for people listening, that was horrible what you just said. I heard. Dave,
so
when's your next show?
Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday I'm back here in Joburg. It's a bit hectic now this time of year because I'm doing the opposite. I'm taking a break.
Oh, with Jude?
With Jude's going away. So I've got 12 days in my hammock.
Of Christmas.
12 days of Christmas.
On
Jude's
the
going
first
to
day of Christmas,
I'm
my
gonna
Jude
lie in my hammock
me.
And I'm going to watch some kitty pissing porn.
Oh my god, Dave. Dave, your brain.
That's what he was talking about.
I said cats, bruh.
I said kitty, hey?
This is how you get
kitty.
Not kitty.
I was just like, whoa. That's
suddenly there's going to be a knock at the door.
We just don't have that many listeners.
Yet.
Okay, thank you. We did have a big spike when we interviewed like real people, so we're hoping for the same.
All right, so ask me some intricate questions.
No, the other part of you is the jewelry side.
Yes.
Which is what I get on my Instagram feed.
Oh, you follow my jewelry?
By mistake.
By mistake.
I was looking I was looking for a tennis bracelet for
you.
My
were looking
loved
for.
Ones.
Do you have a loved one?
No, I mean, I have to buy 12.
For the Thai lady.
I have a girlfriend with 11 arms. I'm dating an Indian girl.
Wow. It went there already.
Who, Vishnu? What's the name of the arms?
So, Dave, yes. You don't have a girlfriend.
You're correct.
No, but I just was. You know who does? Are you going to give me a list of who does have a girlfriend? Make me feel bad.
I'm going to give you a list of one person that doesn't either.
Okay.
Ross from Prime Circle. He's also single. So,
must I hang with him?
I think so. You have great times.
Why
good
don't we
times.
Do that? I'll change my name to Chandler. And we find someone
Ross and
called Rachel.
I'll be the other one.
The
uptight
freaky
OCD one.
I'll be
there
That's her. What's her name?
Oh gosh, people are going to be screaming.
People who love Friends
hate
this.
No, they're really not enjoying it. Monica.
Yeah,
there we go.
I'll be Monica.
Close. Are you uptight? But your business, you run yourself. You're an entity. You've got your own.
I am.
Shit.
I'm a mogul.
But I mean, you're doing your tax.
Yes.
Doing this are you?
Yes, I am. Just, yes, I'm very religiously. I'm petrified.
You told me you weren't religious.
That's why she ignored my Jesus question earlier. I'm still waiting for the answer.
Okay, tell us. What did he say?
Are you a Jesus lady?
I'm not. Do we have to talk about my...
No.
You can give us the
and
thing.
And then carry on with life.
But I mean, you're singing Christmas carols.
And I love Christmas carols. Really,
Because it's a good gig.
Hey,
and you know,
I actually find myself really enjoying it.
Okay, cool. Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Because Rudolph was in
had a very shiny nose.
In a manger.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. Come on, where's my backup?
I am backup. I'm the other reindeer.
You are the one making fun of Rudolph.
I have to look at Rudolph's ring piece. Cause he's in front of me. He flies all skew because we've been smoking weed.
This is a very different guy. Yay. Wow, that's the there's your album.
There you go. Sing the Bad wrong Santa. Side. Yes.
Bad Santa was one of my favorite movies. And
I can imagine.
It's on the hard drive, so Jude and I watched it.
Does he watch it?
Yeah, he also watches Big Lebowski. Thinks it's good, the funniest thing in the world.
Oh,
when I explain the little nuances, and have you seen Big Lebowski? Because he's single, lives by himself. Yeah. I know you've seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
The toilet seat is always up.
Up.
So he pees against the seat and it drips into the thing. So when they're banging his head on it, there's a stain around it like that because that's where all the pee ends up. So he's never washed that seat.
That's beautiful.
Jude wants to rewind that part where he goes into the toilet and says, "Where's my money?" Puts his head in deep. Have one more look. Baby, I didn't see it.
Genius.
I just want to say, genius. When a man is single for too long and they're into their late 30s, into 40s,
hey, isn't
there's a
this
point.
Some of your show shit.
No, wait. No, I'm just saying there's a point where you've just gone rogue too long. You cannot lasso that man back in.
Yeah, and I wish there were more people that knew that. And that's the same thing for a woman who's single for a while? She liked being lassoed.
Never say no to good lassoing.
Okay, cool. I'm about rope.
I'm into
leave
that,
here.
But I don't know. I think there's a point where
did
definitely.
You, wait, before you get on, did you see what that? Did you see just what just happened there?
What?
I just got excited. No. Yeah, no. I'm into a good lessoing. I'm like, can we pause the show?
Like, yeah, I'm into that. So what I was saying, I was like, what?
Why not?
Hey,
I went to a rope tying class.
Did you?
And it's very intricate. It's not. Like you think, you just tie someone up and then go play golf.
No.
You've got to actually do the do things the have things to be in a certain stuff. Area. And if you pull that one, then that one does. And you tweak that one. It's a whole big system of roping.
More complicated than sailing. That's what I've heard. And
sailing.
No, it's sailing.
That's right. You're Cape Town.
I'm Cape Town.
So we're talking about something else. Business, gigs,
yes, I have
ropes.
A couple of businesses. I have Louise Carver, me. She's a feisty woman.
Yeah. Is that your real name? Because some people do change.
Yeah, some people change.
No,
like
definitely
Fergie.
That's my name.
And Carver is also the name of a yachting term. You seem to like
the
boating.
Good. It's also the
have
name
you seen
of a great speaker.
Who?
Carver. No, not the it's speakers. PAs.
Oh,
and
they're good
Carvers,
speakers.
Yeah.
So you should get sponsored by them. Or at least buy them and show.
And there's also Carver Vice.
That's what I drank the other day. Mm. And I looked at her and said, what are Louise Carver's vices? We know this. She's like weak. Has a weakness for lassoing.
Yes, and handcuffs.
And doggies. What are those called, those ones? The Scotties?
I feel like the show just became like no under 21. But
do
I
we
have
how many people? You have to stay.
No, I have to be. And I'm just like,
do you have?
Shit. Okay.
You're locked in.
But you were talking about something earlier. A comedian can't. You want to do it? Yeah, everyone get your hot chocolate. We're now going to talk about some stuff.
Damn it. Okay. I'm ready.
After this show is sex talk.
Yes. You're going to say.
But for you to be open about relationships is quite weird because you've got to actually. It's not name and shame because in the end, you've got to. You're the one who has to advance emotionally and. Just get over it. So you're actually getting the benefit out of that.
Mm.
And the person who's done it isn't advancing and is probably doing it again to the next person.
Yeah, Neanderthals.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
No progression.
It's funny we're playing T-Rex.
Just doing fast.
So when you were talking earlier about as a young comic, matric dance, doing these things, kissing on the stairs and stuff.
Yeah.
I find young comics now, and there's a lot of them. There's I'd say there's 40 of the younger guys. Let's go from Ebenezer down in age. So 26... down to 20s. Who's there?
Ebenezer's 22 as well.
22. Okay. Right. Bongani Dube?
I'm 22. Bongani Dube's 29.
Okay. That's a bit different.
Yeah. Those dudes are older.
But you've got to have lived some life. Older. You can't write a song that resonates with someone and they must go, shit, that happened to me. And that's how songs should
absolutely
make you into that list of those like Imagine type songs where you go, oh, just never forget that time.
If you want to take the youngest guys, if you want to take the youngest guys, it's myself, TT, Ebenezer, Punch, and this new kid, Brandon. But he's like super new. He's like 15 years old doing comedy.
Sure.
But Punch is also tiny. He's like straight out of
nowhere. Yeah, Punch is 19. No, 18 this year. Yeah, he turned 18 this year. So, like you said, the experience, and you need to have something.
And
like
you can't have the funny. They're naturally funny. Yeah, Brandon is naturally funny, thing, but I want him to go and do something stupid and get married and something. Go on
like,
a, get on a backpack
life,
and go around the world and see some other people. Because otherwise his comedy is going to be one...
Very uniform,
What's one facet? Because a facet needs two. Unfaceted.
You do need many facets. You do need to live a life.
Yeah.
And a lot of musicians will do a couple albums and then they'll take a break. And then they'll come back with their best music.
It's weird because some shit happened to them and it's not always good stuff.
No.
Living in the back of a car, those kinds of, those band. You didn't even did that though.
No, I didn't.
You're that, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Don't worry about it.
Do you know when I was watching Frozen?
Yes.
And she sings, let it go.
Let it go.
And I was like, Louise did this. It was just called Don't Worry About It.
Yeah, I was just a little exactly more chilled.
The same. You were more chilled than the chicken Frozen?
Yeah.
Possible.
I did that at 17.
So there was someone going, sing a song, we'll put it in the thing.
How'd sing a song, happen? Write a song.
Who saw you? Write a song, sing a song, record it, get it on the radio.
Go big.
When you're 17.
Yeah.
That's
I was signed
huge.
At 15. You know this, Dad.
I do know this. Jeez. They don't.
Oh,
yeah,
forget there's other people in the room.
Oh, sorry.
Why are we talking like this? You know me, man.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Who was
behind that? There must have been a mentor or someone.
You know,
going,
Bruce had a record label, Bruce Kinnear and Camps Bay. I've been singing and writing and doing everything since I was very, very little. And it's a complete obsession and focus since 2 on the piano, just playing, writing original music from 11. Had a whole bunch of original material at 15 when my great buddy Wayne said, I play guitar. We've got a guy that plays bass. His dad's like some big deal. Why don't we go play in his basement one day? And so we walked from his house in Cairns Bay down to the other house in Cairns Bay, and I had all my little sheets going, hanging out, handing out all the music. And I never used a mic before because I had started opera training and choir and everything. And so I was on a mic. I didn't even know how to use it. And then the girlfriend of the guy that owned the record label came down and shot up again. Said, you got to hear this girl.
Sure.
And then he never left. He went down watching a rugby game, got off the couch.
Yeah, that's hectic.
Rolled off the couch for a South African man. That's pretty hectic. And then he never left. He from 15 until I think I was 26, we worked together.
Jeez.
And I did a lot of, I learned a lot about the music industry from him and how to, take care of it.
You know what's different? You're saying like writing from 11, 10 years old, whatever, piano, doing things. So there's not even, it's beyond a passion. It's like that is what you're going to do.
Yeah,
and you're stuck with it. And when we talk about the jewelry, are you wearing Louise Carver original earrings right now?
Yeah.
It's sort of like a little tufty. Like a baby chandelier. Let's just describe
baby
that.
Eric, furry chandelier.
What do you think those are? Take your hand away, Lee. We want to see your ear bells.
Those,
Afrikaans are the best. Eh?
Those are that's the combination between, you know, that Christmas ball.
Yes.
That isn't really a ball. It's just woven together.
It just looks like a ball. From the one side, you can't even
tassels,
see it.
Dudes.
There we
tassels.
Go. Right,
tassels.
So
okay.
And the
strippers have them.
And then, oh, shit. Look at that guy.
It's sort of an Aztec design with a little bit of.
Nicely done.
Thank you. A lovely little. It's got a gold, I like to say rim. It's got a gold rim on your ring. And you know, Louise Carvey, you have
rims.
A lovely rim on your ring.
I've got a.
Do you want to touch her? She's famous.
Dave, put your pants back on.
You can't anymore. Hey? I'm a perv, and I can't even hug anybody anymore.
But you've always been a perv.
I hugged you, and you kind of, you let go first. And I was like, damn, I thought I would be.
I also leant back. I didn't mean it to hug. From experience of hugging you.
it's a very weird thing. I do the same.
When I hug you.
You know what I found the community, that he lean in with one shoulder, which I think more women should do. Because they shake your hand and they lean in and they just do like a tap of the shoulder. That gets away. There's nothing. There's no sexual something in your shoulder.
I hate it when you're hugging a man and you go, hi.
He licks
and then
your ear.
Or he licks your ears. Is shocking.
Wait, what?
But also when he tries to kiss you, just a quick kiss on the lips. I'm like, I don't know where you've been.
Hold up.
I don't know what you've done.
Afrikaans culture kiss on the lips.
I know, I don't
calm
like it. I really, calm your face.
Just relax.
I have said that to someone. Can you just take it down by 10%?
Yeah.
Can you just not
these
do what
these big smackers
to do?
Coming in and you're not expecting it and you're like, I don't know.
But you got to turn for the cheek.
Yeah.
So that's
block.
Why that shoulder
block.
Thing is quick. Let's
block.
Do it. Just do this. No, describe what's happening.
Good.
No, Dave. Shoulder. I'm not.
Okay,
not
right. So this is the handshake. It's there. And then it's there.
No faces even in the same area.
I think it's very unhygienic to even get your face 30 centimeter rule.
Can we? Yeah. You need to talk about this on your relationship podcast.
Yeah, a lot of
things have
been avoided.
Because there's stuff going on, hey? A lot of things have been avoided. Okay, then when... So the passion is music. There's 11 years old. It's very obvious.
Yes.
Then what is the jewelry thing other than... It's a business now. And are you selling online? Are you making, is there something happening? Have you got shows? Have you put your stuff in other people's fashion shows?
I feel like there's boxes I need to tick.
Shit, sorry.
right, so 9 years ago, I was looking for something other than t-shirt and caps to sell at shows because that's not really my audience.
Yeah.
And I was approached by a wholesaler, no-name brand jewelers that said, can you wear our product? And I looked at it and I went, No, it's not for me. But I saw an opportunity.
Nah,
bruh. No, too many pearls.
Please wear this thing.
Nah, no.
I'm cool.
So I said, but I'd be really excited to start designing things that are right for me to wear on stage, because you need everything's bigger on stage. So I started there, and then it worked it into something that people wanted to get, especially when they see me wearing it. And then it grew into a business very naturally, to the point where I opened a shop in Parkhurst this year.
So who's actually the making? Who's hammering the things together?
I have manufacturers in China,
so
Cape
that
Town.
Ring, tell us the story of it.
This is from Turkey.
How does it start?
Wow.
So it starts with me putting down basic ideas. This ring came about because I needed something to play the piano that wouldn't irritate me.
Mind if I do?
That's everyone who plays the piano for me.
Irritate
me. Can you play the flugelhorn, please?
I actually have had one lesson on flugelhorn. Didn't go well.
That's how everyone's first lesson goes. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, it's the blowing technique.
Don't feel bad. Everyone suffers. You know, that first flugelhorn lesson, you never forget that man's hand on your lap.
Dude, take your hand off my fucking flugelhorn.
My reed.
You're touching me on my reeds again.
You're touching my reed.
I'm sorry.
It's all in the technique.
Okay, so then that's Turkish.
So that's from Turkey.
But you designed it? Are you an artistic person? Can you draw a picture?
I know what I want. I'm not the best artist, but I know what I want and what I'm looking
for. So that'll be a reference.
You'll get
you'll
some
say,
ideas.
And then you'll choose the colors, because that's got like a turquoise background and a green and foreground.
Absolutely. So you can have a few of these in gold and brown.
And they go well with the gold, those colors.
Yeah.
And then does that not clang the ivories?
No, it does not. So that was perfectly designed for my piano playing.
Check out those old piano fingers, hey?
Yeah, man.
I've bitten my nails.
Those are good nails, though, because I look at a girl's nails, because if she's going to stick a finger in my bum, I need nice short ones like those. Well groomed.
No acrylic.
No acrylic.
No.
And only natural things.
But the
you know
girls
I mean?
You like, I would imagine, have acrylic.
From Bedford View.
Now it's just purposely.
Yeah, you can. Later on, you'll see some glitter in your poo. What is that? Oh, that's from a mean nail bar.
I did not have any idea what I was getting into this show.
I do return it. I do return whatever I found in there.
So these rings are great for that, just to bring it back.
You're talking about rings. Okay, sorry. Louise, I'm trying to make this interview as least non-interview. I don't know what to say to you. I just dig you, man. You've got stuff.
Thanks.
You've got stuff.
I've got lovely baggage. And then also run the events company, Evergreen Events.
So you'll be hiring other bands and MCs.
Yeah,
and
I'm hiring Art Matthews for 3rd of Jan, and I'll be joining him on
stage. Why don't you hire Ross Lerma?
I will.
Because he's single now.
Yes, but musicians and musicians make terrible, terrible couples.
You know that he was on our show. Can I tell you how it happened? He goes, "Oh, I'll be there. Doesn't pitch. We phone him at 9:30.
And
he does it from his bed.
Yeah.
Just we leave him on the phone the whole time. And then you just hear giggling in the background.
No, and then he hits us with a, I can't hear you. Off.
Gone.
Was there a giggling?
But he was so
giggling.
Sorry. He was so sorry that he couldn't. Then I saw him and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, man. I'll come back. Like, we don't need you, prime usage.
You fucked up, Swish.
If people come on this show, they want to be here.
Well, I was here.
Did you have another meeting?
No.
Okay.
I'm just at a very late night. So
what is a late night for Louise Carver, the musician, super pop star, jewelry making mogul, event organizer, evergreen?
Singer.
In a week, weekday, I would say 12 is a late night. Because I've got a lot of stuff going on. And also, last night was quite stressful. We had the jewelry. I had my lovely assistant, Kanya, selling the jewelry for me and the CDs. I was performing for the first time with a new band that I put together, which was really cool. It was the Klaassen Brothers. I don't know if you know Dave and Theo.
I know Theo.
Theo Klaassen.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy on bass is brutal.
So now that when you say put together, you'll get them together for the next few gigs that you do, that's going to be your little band, your ensemble.
So if I'm lucky enough, they are
okay, cool.
They are the go-to. And then Gideon Burgess.
And you can't do your stuff on CD anymore like you used to. Like, arrive with your tracks and then sing. You've got to bring the band.
I hate that, to be honest. To play with a band behind you. It's just that a lot of corporate bookings that I get just say,
budgets.
We just want Louise Carver. And then I go, well, I've got the band. And they're like, no, we just want you to say, welcome on stage, Louise Carver. And I'm just like... The band, when you're just giving each other eye contact and going, oh, and then suddenly, I don't know, if you love music like I do, then suddenly
it's
there's a...
booking. It's a live music thing.
It's just awesome.
I know what you're talking about.
So that's what I had last night. So I was handling that and the jewelry, and
so
it
it's not
rained.
Just the late night, it's the stress.
It's the stress. And it's Pretoria, and I'm not the best night driver.
That's horrible.
Yeah, thanks.
I do remember you said you need a lift to the airport, and I said, yeah, cool, I'll take to the airport, because I live right there at Aotearoa, and it was actually Lanseria.
You've got stuff you need to discuss with me off air, I think.
I don't think call I you Louise Carver when I'm in my car and the windows are up.
Some
rude words.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on a WhatsApp, us, you can't because we're not.
Oh, yeah, shit, we have a WhatsApp line. People can WhatsApp. Yeah. You know what, WhatsApp, because it'll just come through on the screen.
Yeah.
On Friday morning.
It'll be dope this morning, you mean.
On a Friday morning in the future. Do you know what, next week we're interviewing Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Actually coming in.
Right, we're in through where?
A tea comes, he magically appears.
Hopefully we're turning the door into a chimney.
We'll be on time.
And then we're leaving.
Because let me just say, when Louise arrives here, we're going to do this thing at whatever time.
Yeah.
She chats to everyone. Everyone knows her. She takes photos with Alan Ford, Jonathan Rowe from...
Yes.
Lone Hill Estate.
The two
people.
Toya DeLazy.
Toya DeLazy's there.
Yeah.
Did you guys work? Was she with the company?
We were both with Sony, had the same label manager, and we never met, so we're both fans of each other. So it was very cool to see her. And she's got a new album dropping tomorrow, so yeah.
She's sincere, though, because a lot of comedians go, hey, I love your stuff, they've never seen you. Like, you are a fan of her. She's
yeah,
sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
what's your favorite joke?
so you love me, right?
You know the one you did about the cat piss? I've never done a joke like that.
You know
get
what?
The fuck out of
here. Musicians have such a hard journey that when you've had at least one or two albums out, there's no more bullshit. We just get each other. We just go, hi.
But yours is also, when you speak about Sony and things, you've been into those boardroom situations rather than just be on stage.
Oh, yeah.
You've actually sat in this and listened to the bullshit and try to get your little percentage of so you can live.
Yes. Actually, Sony was a great training ground. I had 7 years with Sony. It really helped me.
Do we run
ours
like you see in Empire when you watch the series?
I never watched Empire.
Even if you watch like a little movie where they have the record, the A&R guy, and then there's the big executive, then the guy that owns it doesn't really give a shit.
Mm.
Finding new talent, and then the older, more established singer has to sing backup, and then there's like fucking things. are we like that?
Beef in the dramas.
Beef.
Sony's quite a traditional model.
Okay.
And I loved it when I was there, but then you get to a point where I'm my own boss, and I've got too many ones in my numerology chart. I have to run my own stuff.
I don't understand what you mean. Too many ones in your numerology. I have too many noughts in mine.
Well, that means you'll always be someone else's bitch.
She just called you a bitch.
It's in the stars now, hey?
It is. Damn, it's in your numbers. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay,
you'll
cool.
always be the taker.
But I'll accept that. I'll be accepting
receive.
Of that.
Receive. For the rest of
for what
life.
We are about to receive. That's why I'm always on my knees praying before sex.
No.
What I'm, or masturbation. What?
This is horrible.
It's a Christmas theme. It's a Christmas theme.
Right.
Okay.
So,
all right, yes.
Back to me.
Back to the important stuff, the Christmas part. Yes.
But the business side, we try and talk business things. We're supposed to have at this point, at 37 minutes in, to have something called Breakfast Beer Club.
Okay.
Where we'll go and taste a nice beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't rate it or anything, we just drink it. So it wasn't never ever meant to be like a tasting of anything.
And by we,
so we can do gin.
He
doesn't drink. So we do gin, we do beer, we do whiskey. Do you have a thing? You like champagne.
Champagne, gin, beer, wine.
All in the one glass. Just
rum.
Go. Shaken with a fucking lemon.
Make it beautiful.
Hold the olive.
Put salt
around the rim.
Salt around the rim. We've said rim 18 times now. It's actually our record.
It's the theme of the show.
This is going well.
I knew this when I was coming on.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what did Dory warn you?
I was briefed that it was the hashtag is RIM.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay. The other thing we have is news. So Eric has news.
Okay.
I do have news.
What are you timing?
No, this is my buzz and time. Because you said 37 minutes, so I mean, I don't want us to overrun and then we have a six-hour
podcast. That's fine. We've got cool guests, man.
We do.
I thought you'd bring your Korg. Who's your keyboard?
Yamaha.
I thought you'd bring your Yamaha ZX9000 in here and clap us a little Christmas tune.
No.
We don't have...
I can do it a cappella.
You speak Italian.
That means no music. That means no music, bro. Eric,
most teenagers, 22-year-olds, looking at porn. He's looking at jackets on
no.
On Zoom.
Are you buying on
What's
Spree?
What's it called? On Spree.
Oh,
on
stop it.
I'm looking for clothes.
Where is your jewelry available on Spree?
No, it was and it didn't work for me.
Too much admin or just not enough sales?
Too much admin, not enough sales, and too much stock having to go to one place without immediately getting money for. So I've got to buy the stock up front.
Okay,
so
it's on,
didn't
on,
work.
What do they call that on? They do that with my beer as well. They buy it and they don't sell
Tell
it.
Tell me
give
about
it back.
Your beer.
It's the same as you. Same as you. I also had something that to give to someone after a show makes no sense. To give them a CD of your stuff didn't make sense to me because like They've just watched you. People don't watch DVDs. I know Trevor Noah's DVD was the top-selling one. And then someone phoned me, what are you guys doing? Oh, no, Christmas Day, after we've had lunch, we all sit in the lounge and we all watched the Trevor Noah DVD. I'm like, really, guys? Really?
Really?
They did it.
Oh.
So there's someone is watching DVDs.
Yes.
But I just wanted something else to give them. And something that I was interested in was I've always liked beer.
Yeah, I know you have.
And so I want beer to be my thing.
So do I get a little free six-pack?
You can if you a cappella a six-pack for you.
Okay.
As soon as you can bring your Yamaha.
You'll have to bring your own glass because a cappella in beer terms.
Okay, can I have backup though? Can I have backup?
On what song are you going to sing?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know.
That's racist.
the fastest way to kill a song.
I'm not going on anymore.
Eric's dreaming of a coloured Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a hot Christmas.
Reiche Park.
On the first day of Christmas, what my dad stole for me.
that's cliche. That's cliche.
Yeah, super cliche.
I just want to meet my dad on Christmas. If that's
nice.
There's like a small buzzer horn. So you're saying I have news. I do have news, but the news this time is more like personal story stuff because, you know, during the holiday season, people normally go away and then they get like a relative or somebody they trust to look after their houses.
Don't, I had Dave.
Don't.
Apparently, you didn't even remember.
So the thing
I
is...
I still got the code though.
I can still get
come
in.
Past, I just come past, open the gate and then laugh.
I know this frequency. So the thing that happened to us was I've got three stories. Three stories. Two, 3 years ago. What are we now? 2017, 2014, 15, 2015. We were tasked to look after a house in Sandton. So it was one of my friend's boss's houses. So this guy's like, we're going away for a week. Just make sure the house stays clean. You feed the dogs. And I mean, it's your house. If you want to have a party, have a party. Just clean up. So the first 3 nights, we have normal parties. We're chilling. We're just having a fun time. Everybody's getting drunk. We're swimming, you know, like kids do. Fourth night, they're like, no, we need to do something extravagant now. What are we going to do? They're like, no, let's invite more people over, have a super party. Like, cool, let's do this.
Last night was practice.
So we do the big thing. And I'm like the only person that stays up like through the night. So I didn't even sleep. I probably slept for like 20 minutes on a couch outside because there was no place for me to sleep. Wake up, start cleaning up by myself. So I'm cleaning up like the entire house, throwing beer bottles away and stuff. There's vomit on the floor. I'm cleaning up. No, it's crazy. So the guy wakes up, he's like, yo, man, why did you start cleaning? You don't even live here. I'm like, no, man, we're all living here. We all need to be taking care of the house.
Oh, man, Eric, you're so nice.
Yeah, so the guy's like, oh, man, you're the best guy ever. On New Year's Eve, you don't have to do anything. So I'm like, sweet, New Year's Eve is...
Get that in writing.
2 days from there. So this is the sixth day of the
thing. Christmas,
right.
Yeah.
So, sixth day comes, we all go out, we go to the sands in Sandton because it's close to the house. And I end up losing my car keys. Because one of the drunk people decided, like...
Because you don't drink.
No. The thing is, at the pre-drinks, the one girl just went too far.
Don't you love that? Someone invented drink before you drink.
I know. This is a millennial thing.
Yeah. So this girl got wasted. And then she was the one that had to go with me.
She peaked too soon.
Yeah, she peaked way too soon. So we get to the parking lot. I park the car. I jump out. And I'm like, I can't just lock the car with you inside. That's going to be stupid. So here's the keys. When you wake up and decide to come inside, just give me my keys, please. Cool.
Did you get a name?
No, I know the girl. Oh. We went to school together. So... Go inside, we're having a fun time, you know. An hour later, I see her stumbling in. She's okay now. Comes over. I'm like, yo, can I have my keys? Where's my keys? She's like, I don't have your keys. I'm like, but I gave you my keys. She's like, no, I don't know where your keys are.
Fuck.
So my New Year's Eve was spoiled because I was just like, I'm looking for my car
keys.
You
can't be like us drinkers who go, I've lost my keys. I have a triple rum and rum.
Drink at all?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, great.
So you don't know. When I lose my keys, I have what's called a chawadi, which is a triple rum and a dash of Coke. And a lemon. And then you forget that you don't have keys.
That's the zinc.
And then I go past Louise's house and sleep on the patio.
Nice. That is so
nice. My dog just lick his face the whole night.
I made that dog lick other stuff as well.
peanut butter trick.
That is disgusting.
Sorry, back to you.
Right, so eventually...
Oh, we do that a lot on the show.
Eventually what happens is people start fighting. So the people we went to the sands with start fighting. They start hitting each other. We get kicked out of the club. Now we're just in the parking lot trying to like squash all the fights and everything. The whole time I'm like, guys, I know you guys are fighting and everything, but
we can't drive anywhere.
Can I have my keys though, please? I just need my car keys.
I just want to go home.
Yeah, like, no, dude, we don't have your car keys. 2 hours later, the dude that started the first fight comes to me. He's like, yo, dog, you're looking really upset. What's wrong? I'm like, dog, I don't know where my car keys are. He's like, oh, no, shit. Here's your keys, dog. Here you go. So I'm like, why do you have my keys?
And why do you keep calling me dog?
Then he's like, yeah. Then he's like, no, what happened was that chick was, chick was drunk. So what, when we walked in, I went back to check on her. And the key was lying on the floor outside the car.
Mm.
So I picked it up and I gave it to her. And she said, I must
when you
keep
say
it.
The key, is that what you have, just one key?
No, it was literally a bunch key ring. Like
okay, there we go. Exactly. I want a little furry thing on there.
Yeah. So then he's like, I gave it to
is
her.
Is that the story?
I gave it to her and she was like,
where's,
no.
Where's the Christmas theme?
Wait,
yeah.
You said holiday story. You didn't say Christmas story, man.
Okay.
Right.
I'm
so
optimistic at this point.
That's how everyone looks when Eric tells a story.
Gives the key back. And she's like, no, you keep the key because I don't have pockets. I'm not going to be able to keep the key. Then you can give it to him when you see him later. And I didn't see him the whole night until that point. So eventually we get back to the house and then they thrash the house completely. People are vomiting in the fridge.
Horrible
people are just
people.
I don't understand what you just said now.
No.
Vomiting in the fridge.
Yeah, like some dude went
I
to get
I suppose that is weird. You open the fridge and the light startles you.
Yeah, some dude went to get a beer.
There's an old egg sandwich.
Yeah, some dude went to get a beer, he opened a beer, started drinking in the fridge. Did the thing. They messed on the floor. One of the dogs got lost. Yeah.
Oh no, that's not good.
So the dude that was in charge of looking
like
after the
movie.
House, he blacked out. So the next morning when he woke up, everyone was gone and they didn't even clean up.
And did you still have your amnesty?
What for?
The guy said you didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, I was like, you gave me the pass, man. I'm cool. I'm gonna leave. Jesus. Is that fine? And then he's like, yeah, it's cool. Yes. Man, I look after it. Yeah. So he lost his job the following year because of the house being thrashed.
I do know
well,
of those holiday stories.
Well, he was a bit silly to let you guys.
Yeah,
look off
yeah, he
the
was.
House
we were like
18.
We were like,
that's
yeah,
nuts.
Did you ever do one of those matric rage things? Like,
no, I was working. I was on tour.
Nice.
Yo, y'all didn't have no childhood.
No,
girl,
I was like Michael
Jackson. Come over here. Come over here. Give me
so
a hug.
Nice.
You need some Jesus.
That's why I like young men.
Like it's a Michael Jackson reference.
Oh. What? No, it's my reference. I do.
Who was your? So you like younger ones? Is that in your star chart as well?
No, I actually don't. I just met. Well, I know that I've got a lot of ones, which means that you shouldn't really ever work for anybody. But I'm unhirable.
I've been told I'm a diva.
Really?
You know what it is? I have standards. If I go to corporate and there isn't a spotlight, a microphone, and there's a big pillar in front of the stage, I'm not going to do it. We can't do it. No one can see me, they can't hear me, and they haven't paid to be there, so let's rather go
it's
home.
It's going
to
be awkward.
So I've been told difficult to work with, but I've got standards.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Can you tell a story? Because I need the loo.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's what we do. We're going to talk about you, hey?
Okay, but talk about me.
You know it's right here,
I had
hey?
A big coffee.
Okay, we're going to time it. I'm going to play a 12-minute song.
No problem. That's
okay,
fine.
Okay, bye, Louise.
That's fine.
Now, I don't have any of those holiday stories. The only one I have is that matric rage word pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because people rent out their flats to these kids,
and
it's called rage.
The place.
So all we did, we went to somewhere called Banana Beach, six of us, hired a little house.
Got wasted six nights in a row.
Not even. We played like Pictionary and games every night, jawed on the beach. There was no anger towards being in matric.
Yeah.
And now when I hear about
these
things,
no, it's not,
someone will die
on
this matric
rage.
No,
it's not rage as in, we're going crazy. It's just the amount of parties that
I understand,
happen.
Yeah. They call it that, and they've given it a label.
Oh, yeah,
but
rage.
My friend's house is fucked. They burnt the mattresses. Like made. Obviously, they're sitting smoking, and the doobie or whatever they're fucking hitting went through the foam, and then it burns it.
The mattress.
So then they don't rent out their flats to these kids. It's just a mess.
We went camping for mine because I didn't have money to go down to Belito. So me and the other guys.
So it was still a thing, though. It's a big thing.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Like
apparently, there's even agencies that come to the school and they'll book
them
the places,
they'll get them the train if they want to
go on a train ride or whatever.
That's upper class. Private schools.
I'm worried because my kid's going to do that.
We didn't do that.
And he's going to, I understand it, he's going to get pissed and do the things, but jeepers, you just, the safety thing, man. Just be safe. Those kids get into fights like your colored friends at the beach.
I was just going to say, what happened was our demographic of our friends were, we were five white guys, five colored guys, two black guys, and two Indian guys. So there were 14 of us.
That's basically the United Nations.
Yeah, we were 14 people.
You guys are cool.
We were 14 guys.
That was very quick.
So of the 14 of us, 8 of the guys went to, no, not 8, I'm lying. Yeah, 8 of them went to Belito, and then the other 6 of us ended up at Wombats. So we just camped and got drunk in a campsite.
But you didn't
destroy people's places. Well, I drank in matric. Drank for 2 years.
So why
after
don't
school,
you drink anymore?
I just gave up.
Yes.
It became
tiring.
Can
you just take over for a second?
Sorry. I'm freshly back from the toilet.
No, I don't know. I just found that being out of control like that is annoying. Like, it annoys me more than anything else.
Because
I'm like, this is a weird feeling. And
that's
I'm
why
not
I don't
gonna.
Do drugs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna enjoy this afterwards. Look, drugs are different. No, I'm joking. Drugs are exactly the same. I smoke the occasional marijuana, but that's 2 hours, 2 hours of my life that I'm just like, hey, this is gonna be fun. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
But the drinking side, I'm just like, nah. I'll have one drink at most. That'll be me.
And
but
before
I'm not,
you go on stage,
I'm not
or
nah, not before.
Me neither. I won't touch.
I was told that after a gig, like, jeepers, you were so drunk on stage, and they don't realize I don't drink at all before a gig.
No, I
because my
never.
Mind doesn't. My, I've got a terrible memory, yeah. as you know.
I mean, well, no, I
no, but especially
got a great
for
memory.
I've got a memory for things if they're visual, but written down things in the order that they have to be. So I've got a show on Friday. Oh. He knows.
I know exactly.
I've got a show, and I'm going to open with that joke leading to that one. But if I start moving on, then that whole list's fucked.
Yeah, the list goes.
And there's no. Then we just go.
I hate it when a client says, "I just want you to say the tagline," and then I need you to say
in
happy,
the song.
"Happy birthday to Shannon because it's her birthday." I'm like, I'm going to forget all of this. All I do when I get on stage is focus on the performance.
Yeah.
Anything anyone says to me, just remember it's like she's just got married. Congratulated. I was like, nope, not going to. I can't remember it.
Nope,
my mind is completely.
They have a giant cue card.
They do that. But that's MC stuff. Are they expecting you to do MC work?
Oh, one client did. And
so when you're playing the song, they'll come over your shoulder and give you a piece of paper if someone's car's parked in the entrance.
No, that hasn't happened.
I've heard that, like doing full on comedy and then like, just can you please just say that someone's car's parked there? So I'm looking at them like, you know that it doesn't make any sense for them to hear a serious announcement from me after I've been funny. Because they're going to laugh.
Yeah, so now you're incorporating it into the song or into the car.
No, but I always try and make it funny. I think I did.
I'm sure you did the wrong.
I said, well, the owner of, then I say the car. It's not parked anywhere. It's not in the wrong. It's just a cuck car.
Okay, see, this is why I love you, Dave. You've got.
Then the other one was the owner of number plate CYGB XZ32798642789 6. Your number plate's blocking the entrance. It's longer than it.
They can't drive over your number plate.
So, in other words, we're not going to see you in Joburg this year because you're going away on holiday.
But isn't that
on
good, though? Because as you, your personal business person, you've got all these hats. You've got your jewelry, you've got your events company. Now, obviously, this is a busy time for events.
Yes.
But we don't take holidays.
No.
As
well, I did. I had a great holiday in September. I went to Mozambique.
You booked it.
Yeah.
And you think I'm going on holiday.
And no Wi-Fi, nothing. They had no signal.
And
so
you didn't even put any pictures of you in a bikini on Instagram.
Ooh, that would be glow in the dark.
That's Eric in a bikini. Ooh. That's Eric in everything.
You and I both, man. I glow in the dark.
Yeah, no. We didn't ask for this life. The sun was just like, fuck you guys. Pale.
Yeah, it literally bounces off us.
Yeah.
Refuses to give me color.
Shoppy pale.
I was looking at my pictures and my videos of all my performances, and I'm just like, this is so horrible because the spotlight and me wearing a white t-shirt and me being this color, I just wash
invisible.
Out. Just
you,
jeans,
when you arrived there, you arrived there with some gels.
Jeans, kick. What? At least leg, that's nice. Yeah, no, it's bad.
Have you gone into your family history? Why
not
are you so
yet.
Pale?
Not yet.
Interesting.
It's my dad's.
Who
my dad's
do you
mom.
Think you are?
My dad's mom, actually.
Have you done who do you think
my
you
dad's,
are?
My dad's mom is.
Didn't your friend. Do some Nikki Greenwald did that for a bit. So South African version of who
no,
do you think you are?
She should have because she would have been good at it. But
she did
no,
a thing.
She
did something on TV where she'd go find one celebrity and then they'd go back to their house and talk about.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah, that's behind the name.
Behind the name.
Yeah.
Did you do yours?
No, she didn't want to. This
it's
is
too
my
close.
Yeah. This is my oldest,
it's weird, eh?
Bestest friend. She said, "I can't do it, Lou, because I've got to dig some stuff up, and I know I can't be a valid like an
a
authentic
person that's digging stuff
journalist
up.
Because I've done some things."
Hmm. Can I dig
jail.
Some of them up now?
I've never been to jail.
We have to.
But you can't have your best friend interview you knowing that she's been and she has to avoid things.
Yeah,
and also, you know what? Like what we did now, when I asked you a question, you said, but Dave, you know that. And I'm like, yeah, but they don't. And it'd be that the whole time with Nikki.
You know that, Nick. We went through puberty together and you just have to be bonded for
that's
life.
Always nice to go to puberty together with someone.
Yeah, we never had bad skin.
Me and Eric,
great.
I was
just
like 20
hair.
Years ahead and he was showing
and
me his pubes. And I'm like,
yet.
You go, my boy.
Yeah, well done.
Can you grow a beard? Eric?
No, I've been struggling. Like this is as far as it goes. Like,
the struggle continues.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Can you grow a moustache, Louise?
Yeah, I can actually.
Are you? But your family are English roses. From there.
No, I've had a moustache for November 3 years
from November.
Ago. But
you
then
just
I had
not
laser.
Bleach it.
That's dope.
Yeah, no. It was. I was a very hot man.
I was.
I played a man before in a school play. Nikki and I both. We were tattoo artists.
Oh,
we played.
That's dope.
And
did
I actually found her very attractive. She had long
see,
blonde hair.
See, this digging up some stuff.
Here we go.
Long blonde. I did. I looked at her and I was, you've got like Brad Pitt vibes happening when he was doing A River Runs Through It. You are.
Not when he was doing Fight Club.
Nope.
No, he was doing River Runs Through It and he was all
because
I
think I'd be attracted to Nikki if she dressed up as Brad Pitt. I'm into
she
that.
She didn't even have to. She just put a moustache on and a blonde beard, small little goatee, and I went, she had a leather jacket on and I was 16 and I looked at her and I went, dude, you're quite
dude.
A rocking man.
You know what you're supposed to say, dog?
Yeah, you're supposed to say, yo, dog.
Dog, where my keys?
Dog.
That was the original
dog,
name of the movie.
Lost my keys, dog.
That's the movie.
But yeah, no, listen, Christmas Day is a fuck up for me because of the family being all over the world.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
my sister's
Dave.
In Australia. My dad's somewhere in Lone Hill. My mom's in Durban.
You don't know your dad, though.
Well, I know he's there. He's just he's going to have Christmas alone again.
Are you really going to have Christmas alone?
No, I'm going to some friends for a day. For the day. Because I think that's cool. I'm like that's what Christmas is about. They take me in on the
about
day.
Family.
No, it's not about family. It's about taking in a stranger and putting him in the fucking ark, isn't it? I didn't read the Bible. In the manger, the ark, the thing. What are those things called? The barn, the shed. No room at the inn. Where where was Jesus born?
It was an inn. Well, he was born in a stable. Yeah.
So they take me into the stable.
Okay.
Give me food.
And hay.
Dress me in swaddling clothes. And I get so slammed. The nice thing is, like, it's a whole lot of people that don't know that I'm not part of the family. So I'm just going to be there in the pool on a lilo and just shouting
at people.
You're
not going to clean up.
Fetch me gin.
Who's that guy in the pool? He just
arrived here.
Are you going to do a stand-up?
The next day is my birthday.
Oh, no.
That's nice.
So it's horrible. Dave. So I just wake up all lonely for 2 days in a row. My sister once, when I was a kid, I'm a sleeper. I didn't wake up. Even if Father Christmas was there, I was like, my mom's like, Father Christmas, come. I'm like, just 5 minutes, please.
Yeah,
my sister runs through. She's about, say she's 8, so I'm 6. So she opens every single present under that tree. That's everything. She's looking at the stuff. She's like, wow, I didn't want to Action Man. She opens the bicycle. She's opening everything. So this is by the time my mom and dad are making coffee, she comes in, and then all the presents are open. She's just sitting there like, this is some of the stuff I didn't want, but it's fine. I like it.
Did she
playing with the guns. Didn't even know she had a brother. Just opened every single present. So before I woke up, they wrapped the stuff again that was mine. And she had to pretend to be surprised when I opened my stuff.
Oh my God, this is from hell.
And I noticed like some of the stuff, the wrapping's sort of been torn already.
Yeah.
Then the worst thing for me was when I was about 5, Christmas Day, opened presents. I'm like, this is cool. Father Christmas came, I'm reading. So birthday the next day, they brought presents to me, to my room. So I'm like, this is cool. I'll do this. I think I was 4.
Yeah.
Then the next day I went into my mom's room. I was like, all right, come. This is the 27th. For 2 days in a row, I got presents. And she said, I honestly went in and I sat on the bed. I was like, all right, come, let's do this. She says, no, it's not.
I remember opening a Christmas present when I think
that's
it was
a wound right
I was about,
there.
I was about 5 or 6 as well. Opened the present and then the thing was broken. So I showed my mom, like, yo, man, I think this dude messed up when he dropped this off.
Aww.
So my mom was like, ah, damn it.
Was it an old toy?
And then I forgot about it. But I realized now that we actually went to game later that day with my present and we exchanged it.
Yeah, because that's where Father Christmas can't be everywhere.
Father Christmas shops at
I explained that to my kid as well. Like, he can't be. He has to go to game.
There's a lot of loose ends in this story, mom.
Like, what the? This doesn't make sense.
But it's also, you just got this toy.
Yeah,
that's it.
I was like, hey,
that's what I find. As soon as he starts asking questions, like, but you got the thing. And as soon as you stop believing, you get shit toys.
Yeah.
We'll go to the crazy store. He's already been to Chinatown, and it's quite amazing for him to work it out. He said, Dad, how come the Chinatown stuff lasts for an hour? Because, you know, you buy the thing, and it's like, hey, look at this. And then the elastic's fucked. So he's got that, which is a cool thing.
Why does it last for an hour?
It could come from his mom, though, because she likes Louis Vuitton. But he digs the fact that Chinatown isn't, even for school parties. He goes, no, Dad, we're not going to Chinatown. So, but then the presence thing is important because I've said to him, like, Father Christmas does come and he's pulling in here and you're not even going to be here. So you better write a letter.
I think you should bring Jude on the show.
I think it's fun, man. No, he's a bit shy, but he will say some stuff that is probably illegal.
And then he'll punch me.
He knows. If you talk about
I'm
a journalist.
I'm like punching back to him. Just sees me and he's like, hey.
If you talk about a journalist, he knows a lot of stuff about me.
No, Jude is just one of those children that just should be in ad campaigns. He's just so beautiful.
So now.
You made a good child.
We have to now. Finish this thing.
Say goodbye.
I don't have any more Christmas carols.
I've got loads.
Now that you're part of our little Cliff Central family,
yes,
we can do stuff.
We can.
If you have a theme thing, I wouldn't mind talking on your thing.
Oh,
no, I don't. I mean, not on the funny side of things, but you know what? Humor does heal things. I've done gigs for rape counseling people. I've done things for alcohol abuse. We do a lot of stuff. And as a comedian, you've got to come up there and talk about it. And the people that have been up before you have actually spoken about their experiences. And they've even said, you've got to see the light. You've got to find a way to find the fun in it. And that, obviously, we're talking rape, abuse, alcohols, and drugs. And these are people that have gone through it. And they said, no, the thing that helps us is to look funny side. But I mean, that's a bit heavy to end the show.
But it's true. And I remember in my darkest time last year, I would, before I went to bed, I'd just put on a Graham Norton show and I'd put on SNL and then the bloopers from shows. I really would laugh and thank goodness, I can just fall asleep. So, yeah.
I can actually press the purple button now.
Thanks.
You're fading me out.
What has this been?
Love you guys. see you again just now.
Eric Hansen. Thanks, Louise Carver.
Love you, Dave.
Thanks for a weird, fucked up morning.
It's so weird.
Goodbye. We love you. Closing time.
This is CliffCentral.com.